We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. Yes, it's Stefano. It is Tuesday, June 19th, 2012. I'm going for my daily walk, and before I say anything else, we found Blue. Yes, we found him yesterday around Poo-poo has 6 o'clock, I guess. Yeah, 6:30 maybe. Or it might have even been later than that. No, it was later than that, sorry. It was almost 7:45 in the evening. Yes, that's when we found him underneath the deck of that neighbor, coincidentally, over to whom we went for a barbecue. Obviously, he wasn't there during the barbecue. He must have snuck in there under their deck that night or the next night. I'm not sure. But we found him and he's fine. No worse for wear. He's at home right now, kind of sleeping and drinking a lot, and eating a lot, and just basically enjoying life. And I'm sure glad we found him, because the next few days here in Montreal are going to be absolute scorchers. Today, it's supposed to get very, very warm. I think probably somewhere around 29 degrees with a humidex. That's the when you factor in the humidity, with a humidex of 35, 36, and then hang on to your britches. Tomorrow, Wednesday, it will be a high of 29 degrees or 30, if not a little bit even warmer than that, with a humidex, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, of 44. So factoring in the humidity level, it will feel like 44 degrees outside. And all, well, these 2 days, the next 3 days, in fact, are going to have 30 plus, or anywhere between 29 and 30 plus degrees, which for 3 consecutive days accounts for a heat wave. Yeah, and it's going to be raining. So today I've got a few things to run, a few errands. I'm going to be working from home for part of the day, and then run a few errands, and maybe scoot over to my sister's for lunch. But yeah, anyway, I'm really, really happy to have found Blue. It was quite a relief, because I can tell you, your audio boo friend here was a complete basket case yesterday. I was supposed to be writing a report and I just could not concentrate. I went out on several occasions trying to call him. And the funny thing is, I was even telling my daughter, I think it was yesterday, and my wife maybe a day or so even before that, that I would go out and call him. And I could swear that below the threshold of all the ambient noise of, you know, people's air conditioners and the traffic and planes and God knows what else, but I could swear I could hear him meowing. But because it was so faint that I thought it was just my brain playing tricks on me, so I didn't really pay attention. Well, I did, but I said no, it's got to be that. But no, I think he really was hearing me, and he was trying to meow, but because he was underneath the deck, I didn't hear him. So, and who could over the sound of airplanes and everything else like, that you're hearing right at the moment? Okay, so all that ends well ends well, or however that saying goes. So I bid you all a wonderful day, and yeah, I got to catch up on all my audio boo listening. I have not caught up on any of it. I feel really bad about it, but I suppose with the cat missing and everything, I just been kind of disconnected a little bit. All right, catch you later.